Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, it's the 4th of April, 2024. Psalm 124 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the net. Snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Well, you know, when we think back over our lives, that's really a very true psalm. Of course, all the psalms are true, but this one is especially true. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up. I can say that as a matter of absolute fact in my life. I would have been swallowed up. They used to sing a song when I was young child. There's more with us than be with them, we're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when he is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there's victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array. But with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. He's already won the day. Not been the Lord who was on our side, they would have swallowed us up quick. You know, but God has a whole entourage of thousands of angels to come to our defense. God would open our eyes and see how many angelic hosts he has at his disposal. It would be enlightening to us to see the power of God. So when we think that we're being swallowed up by the enemy, let us realize that God is in control. There's been a line down through the ages, and that line never changes. God is in control. Why start to worry now? He's never left us or forsaken us. He is always watching over us. If he watched over the little sparrow, he'll watch over us. If he gets counted our how many hairs we have on our head, he's concerned about his little children. The Lord is truly our shepherd, we shall not want. He's the one who makes us lie down in green pastures. He's the one who leads us beside the still waters. He's the one who restores our soul. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he's with us. His rod and his staff comforts us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies and anoints our head with oil. His cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in his house forever. If it had not been the Lord being on our side, we would have been swallowed up. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.